Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Back at Memorial Stadium in Broken Arrow as Union wins by a score of 26-15 over the Broken Arrow Tigers. Rick Corey along with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins on the field. We're going to get to our player of the game in a moment. Also, we'll be hearing from Coach Kirk Frederick, the head coach of the Redskins, to kind of see how he feels about this. And we really struggled between Braden Spicer, A.K. Wilson, who I thought was great. But you made a great point, and I'm going to give you complete credit here. Jordan Kelly had a series where Broken Arrow had the momentum where he turned things. And if it weren't for big number 88, this might not have come out like this.
I tell you what, I'm going to have to pass the credit to Mr. Richard Johns. He's like, what about Kelly? And I'm like, yeah, the guy that's grabbing quarterbacks and slamming them down with those big hands. But, yeah, he really destroyed the momentum. When they had an opportunity to really kind of put a big dent in the lead that the Union Redskins had.
Jordan Kelly's a guy. I mean, I asked Kirk Frederick when I was sitting with him the other day, I said, how good can he be? And he smiled and he said, that's always the question. You know, and not that the guy doesn't want to be great. He does. But a lot of times at this level, you just don't understand how good you can be yet. And you don't fully understand the effort that it takes to go into being great like that all the time, which is why when you find great players, you see their guys who dedicate all the time. They're not just naturally gifted. They're workers.
Yeah, and they have to be. The game's such a long time, and everybody else you'll find, not everybody, you'll find at the next step and the next step and the next step, there's somebody better all the time. And if you're not always working, you're going to get beat.
Yep, absolutely. And so this is a guy who, when he's interested and he's really focused and dialed in, he can dominate games. And there was the one series where he just grabbed right twice by the jersey and just tossed him like a rag doll, and Broken Arrow at that point had great momentum and he really kept things up. Now, having said that, A.K. Wilson had a spectacular first half. They just didn't target him a lot in the second half. They kind of changed their philosophy.
Yeah, I think part of that's just the playbook, right? Maybe Coach Fred can kind of open us up, like, what plays are available now? How much deeper can it get? And with the new quarterback, you really are limited in the overall aspect of that, I think. That's my opinion. And, you know, with the ability of the run game not really kind of helping the play or in the series continue, there was a couple series where it ended up shorter than they needed to be.
All right, so Doc Blevins is down in the field, and he has our player of the game, Jordan Kelly. Go ahead, Doc.
Well, we do have Jordan Kelly. There's a lot of guys played a good game, but Jordan, you were kind of a wrecking crew up there, especially when it had to get done late in the ball game. I feel like the game was on the shoulder of you and your defensive brothers when it got down to it.
Yeah, I noticed the offense was struggling a little bit, but like Coach Prince said, we got to have their back. So I stepped up, D-line stepped up. I feel like the whole defense stepped up. We did really good.
This is one of the bigger teams we'll play this year. We knew that going in. They had tremendous size. You seemed to handle it pretty well.
Yes, sir. A lot of good training from my trainer Vic and Coach Brown. They got me really good this summer. So hopefully I can keep getting on.
Was this about what you expected in this game?
Yeah, I expected a pretty tough game. Yes, sir.
All right, and it doesn't get any easier starting next week, does it?
No, sir. No, it doesn't. We're going to prepare for that just the same way we did for this game.
Hey, Doc, ask him. I know he looks thinner and faster this year. Ask him about his summer workouts and how much weight he's lost.
How much weight have you lost since last season?
Last season, I gained about 5 pounds, and I'm 305. Got to get down to 295, 300.
You look actually slimmer. Are you? You look quicker too. Do you feel like you are?
Yes, sir. I lost a lot of fat. Built up some muscle, so that's pretty good.
All right, good luck next week. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Doc. Of course, that makes sense, Zach. I mean, if he's been in the weight room, and, you know, they did have a bit of a change there. You know, Kyle Frederick has moved into being the strength coach, and they really thought that they brought some guys around and did some nice things during the summer.
Well, that's the fun part about watching kids grow up in high school, even in the college, and there's still a huge transition of the body of a boy into a man. But these kids are so big, and we don't give it enough credit, but some 1 year to the next, and he's put on 5 pounds, but he's put on 5 pounds
muscle
of more than just muscle, yeah. Right? So he lost fat and then put on some muscle. I mean, that's just really outstanding.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Union head football coach Kirk Frederick. Redskins win this game 26-15. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work. From helping with insurance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new is nothing short of incredible. Action Auto Collision is a proud sponsor of Union High School football. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411. Action Auto Collision.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Back at Memorial Stadium in Broken Arrow, Union winning this football game by 11 over the Broken Arrow Tigers. So the Redskins, defending champions in 2016, after that good start in 2017, 26-15, they win the football game. And a really impressive first half, I thought, by the Redskins. And then obviously a really good job of really kind of closing down second half by that Union defense. Kirk Frederick is down there on the field. We're going to talk to Kirk here in just a second. He's been sidelined by I think some of the TV guys who are here. This game was, of course, on ESPN today. All right, I think Kirk is with us now. Coach, first of all, let's just talk a little bit about your first half. You guys came out, I thought, offensively, especially considering you had a new quarterback and played very effectively. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, I felt like we were effective early on offensively, and credit Broken Arrow for adjusting. And as the game kind of wore on, it came more of a grind. And like I said earlier, is I feel like you could definitely see those four or five returning starters, those two returning starters on the offensive line understood what was going on. Everybody else was kind of feeling their way. And this will be a great teaching tool for us, both offense and defense.
Well, when you got to the second half, things slowed a little bit. Did Broken Arrow change some things, or is that just the evolvement of an offense?
I thought we got impatient. I think offensively and defensively, we called some untimely blitzes. Broken Arrow capitalized on those on that one long drive. Our kids were playing really good base. I thought offensively they were playing their base offense pretty well. But I think as coaches, we got a little impatient because it all wasn't happening right now. And that third quarter, if we could go back and redo that, I'd probably be a little more patient with it.
Coach, any big surprises today, either offense, defense, or any players that stand out to you?
We'll have to watch the film to find out, but I really was proud of Braden Spicer and how he played. I thought Landon Wood and Pat Fields, those are the guys that had experience. I felt like they played very well. And then, it's a great reception there by Avery Alverson when we had to have it there in that fourth quarter.
In your office the other day, you told me how happy you were for him that he got a chance to play. He ran by guys a couple of times. Unfortunately, Peyton missed him. But let's go to Peyton Thompson. I thought as a first-time starter who'd not taken a snap in a varsity game, he wasn't flashy, but he was solid. And he hit a couple of those deep balls, and he has a great game.
Yeah, we're just a step off or in a couple of places. You've got a new quarterback and, receivers. I think had a step on guys at times, as you said, but we'll get all that stuff dialed in and we'll get better for it.
How much of the playbook right now with a new quarterback and kind of some new people playing in those new key positions, how much of the playbook is open now and really is going to become more developed as the time goes on?
Well, I think we've got to develop what we have right now, just the effectiveness of what we're doing, some of the decisions that a young quarterback will make. Some of those alternate decisions that we have within our playbook will become more available as he starts to become more comfortable and see some live football. This is the first opportunity he's had to see some stuff coming at him live, and I was proud of the way that he handled the pressure
Absolutely.
That he was in today.
I thought he was terrific. And then we have to talk about Jordan Kelly, because he just had the series where he just dominated Broken Arrow when they had a bit of momentum there. I mean, he is such a game changer for you. Do you see a difference in him this year and last year?
Well, when he's ready to roll, he can be unstoppable. I thought Jordan, again, made some outstanding plays for us. Definitely people have to account for where he is, and I was proud of the way he came out and played. A.K. Wilson as well. I mean,
yep.
What a great play early on, great run, two or three times, different opportunities. Really put the team on his back on a few of those drives.
Well, as I always say, the only thing that matters is it to go in the left column, and it does. Doesn't get any easier next week against Trinity. People are not familiar with them, obviously, being from here. What do you know about them, Coach?
Well, their offensive line will be bigger than the Dallas Cowboys, so that's definitely something about Trinity that I think we'll take notice of. Very physical football team, and It'll definitely be another test for us. We played a tough one today. I'm excited to see what we can do and how we prepare this week, getting ready for training to come to our place.
Yeah, the short week, too. Congratulations, Coach. 1-0.
Congrats.
All right, that's going to do it for us here. And I really think, you know, as he said, okay, you don't have your whole offense, and you understand that. You know things are going to evolve, and there's some things you want to work on, but you still got the win. You got the win over an improved Broken Arrow team. And this is not the Broken Arrow teams that collapsed in the old days when it got inside their helmets. These guys showed more mental toughness, and I'm not surprised David Alexander's doing that.
Yeah, and I think I like to say it as, you know, if you can deal with adversity, you can win big games. And a lot of times people just don't know how to win big games because something happens and they just fall apart, just unravel. And today you saw several times where you really thought Union was going to get up on them, and you would see the BA that kind of just unraveled, and they stayed together. It's really impressive, and it says a lot about the leadership of the team.
Well, if you look at what Owosso did last night to Jinx and what's happening there, we may have the most wide-open 6A race we've had in 15 years.
That's absolutely correct, and it's going to be an exciting season.
It is. All right, so that's going to do it for us. Thanks to Doc Blevins, to Richard and Jay Johns. Thank you to Zach Jones as well, and, of course, to Mike Downing, who keeps this thing between the tracks all the time. Union wins. They win by a score of 26-15, 1-0. Now in the 2017 year as they try to defend that 2016 state title. That's going to do it for Memorial Field. We'll see you next time on Redskins Football.
People seem to wander through life, but not you. You finished school. You have a job. You are succeeding in life. The best way to say that is with a stylish watch from Moody's Jewelry. There are many watches out there, but most are not made to the exacting standards of the world's best watchmakers. Stop by Moody's for your finely crafted watch from names like Tag Heuer, Omega, Luminox, Breitling, and many more. It's time to show that you're not just here, but that you've arrived. Every watch at Moody's is specially selected for your style and budget. Make it memorable. Make it Moody's, Tulsa's most trusted jeweler. For hours and locations, please visit moodysjewelry.com.
You see that look? Must be Moody's. Moody's Jewelry. Moody's Jewelry.
Just like in sports, life is unpredictable. And that's why at State Farm, you can count on me for whatever you need to protect you. Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Matt McCoy. Our office is located here at 81st and 129th. Let me and my team sit down with you and review your current insurance and find out if there's something that you're missing or you're not protected with. We would love to help you and make sure you're protected for life's most unpredictable moments. You can call us for an appointment at 918-615-6634 or come by 81st and 129th.
What could you do with an extra $100? Right now, when you open a new checking account with TTCU Federal Credit Union, you'll get a $100 bonus. And every time you pay with your School Pride debit card, we donate to area schools. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/17. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/17. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 30 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
30 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service.
Affordable financing and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us at Classic Chevy Owosso on Facebook showing off your Union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Classic Chevrolet in Owosso. Visit us online at classicchevrolet.net.
It takes 21 days to form a good habit. You work out every day, take your vitamins, eat your vegetables, and even floss. These daily habits help you achieve good things in life. Better mind, body, and spirit. Make being informed about your community a habit, too. Subscribe to the Tulsa World special digital subscription, only $3.95 a month, at tulsaworld.com/subscribe. Read us for 21 days, and we're sure that what starts out as a habit becomes a daily routine you look forward to.
You've been listening to Union Redskins Football.
Brought to you by TTCU Federal Credit Union and Matt McCoy State Farm.
On News 102.3 KRMG. Make sure you go to KRMG.com and the KRMG app for a complete replay of tonight's coverage. For KRMG's Rick Corey and the rest of the game crew, good night.